This is Commitment, a Winona Earp fanfic written by Skintilla10 and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R and contains the pairing Xavier Dolls, Winona Earp, Doc Holliday, with additional tags for threesome, something made them do it, forced marriage, banter, marriage, tree spirits, first time, tree fertility rituals. Winona Earp is bad at feelings. Unresolved sexual tension turned to resolved sexual tension. This story was written for Chocolate Box, Round 3. Content notes. This is a tree spirits made them get married story, so there is an element of coercion or dubious consent to the marriage. However, all characters clearly consent to sex. In all the time Winona had spent demon hunting as the Earp heir, the topic of tree-dictated marriage requirements had not come up. Not even once. It seemed really fucking rude for it to come up now, in the middle of the night, while she was covered in mud and tree gunk and desperately in need of a shower. The tree spirit floating in front of them was glowing green-white iridescent. It was almost blinding to look at her, so Winona couldn't actually make out her features. She was definitely mad, though. Ferocious. "Look," Winona said loudly, since neither Doc's nor Doll's attempts at fast talking seemed to be making any kind of impression on the tree spirit. "I'm really sorry, but we didn't mean to shoot at your tree, okay?" It hadn't been their fault the bear demon thing had drawn them into the middle of the woods. But between Winona and Doc's guns, the powder explosion thing Jeremy had mixed up to help lure the demon bear, and the tree gunk explosion, the clearing was the worse for wear. Winona hoped it wasn't the tree spirit's house or whatever. The ruined giant fir was scorched and twisted, shriveled somehow now that all of its innards had been magically sprayed over the three of them. Doc and Dolls had borne as much of the brunt of that as Winona, but somehow managed to not look as bedraggled as she felt. Well, that was a great boost for her self-esteem. It was hard to understand the tree spirit. Or her friends, who kept showing up in a growing, ominous, glowing circle at the edges of the clearing. Waverly and Jeremy had inched towards the center where Winona, Doc, and Dolls were standing.
"Okay, this is getting creepy," Waverly said.
"It's kind of like Treebeard living in our backyard," Jeremy was babbling, until Doc helpfully shushed him. The tree spirit flared brightly at them again. Winona blinked away a succession of rapid imagery burning brightly into her retinas before disappearing. A tiny green shoot, tree roots, a bee, warm sunlight.
"Bees," Doc said.
Dolls was staring in frustration at the main tree spirit. Winona shook her head, trying to get a handle on the images. Of course it was Waverly who seemed to get the gist of the tree spirit's visual thought conversations best. "She's just saying it again. This sacrilege requires an oath, a contract."
"A marriage?"
Her voice squeaked upwards on the last word.
"Well, I'm not getting engaged to a tree," Winona snapped, glaring at the tree spirit.
Roots in the earth, the scent of rain hanging in the air.
"Not to a tree," Waverly said.
"Well then, what contract do the trees require?"
Doc demanded. The next images were so rapid-fire, Winona couldn't hope to catch them. Waverly swallowed and then said,
"For those honored by the tree's gifts..."
"Honored?" Winona demanded, glaring down at the sticky tree gunk she was wearing.
"Must contract themselves to one another, to honor the trees in return."
Winona frowned in the tree spirit's direction.
You're saying that just because we caused the trees to spray us with our maple syrup sap jizz, now we have to, what, agree to plant a bunch more trees? Technically, it's resin, not sap, Jeremy pointed out, and stepped back when Winona glared at him. Well, no, Waverly said. I think it's more like you have to get married. There was a moment of silence. The tree spirits circling them murmured indistinctly, leaves whispering in the branches.
Sorry, run that by me again.
Who has to get married? Dolls said.
Those who were honored by the trees to each other.
Winona very carefully did not look at either Doc or Dolls, and swallowed against the sudden hammering of her heart.
Oh my God, Jeremy said, wide-eyed.
Waverly scrunched up her face apologetically in Winona's direction. Well, Winona said, when no one else seemed willing to say anything, we're not doing that. And even if we wanted to, even if we did, our modern world isn't as accepting as Tree World. It's not like three people can even get married. Dolls started coughing.
I don't think that's quite how it works, Waverly said.
Might a single union satisfy the spirits? Doc said. For example, if I were to step aside in favor of Deputy Marshal Dolls and Winona...
Hey, don't try to slither out of this one, Dolls said, eyes narrowing.
Slither, Doc said in an affronted tone. I am merely trying to permit a burgeoning romance between two of my closest. You and Winona have just as much history and could get married just as easily.
Or hell, why don't the two of you get hitched? Winona put in. And when they both glanced at her, wide-eyed, she glared at them.
Oh my God, Jeremy said again.
I don't think it has to be a legally recognized marriage, Waverly put in. A three-person, commitment would probably work.
Winona glared at her sister. That was not helpful. At all. Also, glaring at Waverly meant that she didn't have to make eye contact with Doc or Dolls.
Can't I just shoot something? She demanded. I'm really good at shooting things.
Belatedly, Winona remembered the shooting that had, well, partly got them into this situation in the first place. Thankfully, no one else bothered to call her on it. For once.
Does this contract include, a consummation? Doc said.
Winona choked.
What?
Dolls said. Doc's gaze flickered between her and Dolls, and then away.
Winona wasn't sure what he saw in her face.
She swallowed, her throat suddenly dry. Waverly shrugged helplessly.
Jeremy said, resin isn't typically associated with reproduction in flora, but certain hormone proteins could...
Jeremy, so help me God, Winona said, and he shut his mouth.
And what happens if we just, don't?
Dolls said, his jaw tight.
Get married.
Winona looked over at him, and he glanced back at her with an awkward smile grimace.
Stupid trees. They were blowing up her carefully negotiated interpersonal status quo.
The tree spirit rumbled ominously, and there was no mistaking the threatening imagery of the thought visuals that followed.
Oh, Waverly breathed.
Fuck, Winona said. Which was how the three of them found themselves in some kind of tree marriage ceremony in a nearby grove, surrounded by only slightly less ominous green glowing tree spirits.
How romantic, Winona said.
No one laughed. Maybe you should hold hands? Waverly suggested, from the edge of the clearing. Winona shot her a look, and Waverly smiled encouragingly at her. Doc took her hand, though, and took Dolls as well. And then she and Dolls grasped hands, too, and they were standing awkwardly in a circle. She had never really been the kind of kid who dreamed about their wedding day, but if she had, this definitely would not have been it.
Well, Doc said, who wants to go first?
It took effort for all three of them to avoid eye contact so determinedly, Winona thought. At the edge of the clearing, both Waverly and Jeremy gave them a dorky wave. Besides her, Dolls heaved a breath. I'll go, he said, not quite looking at them. Winona ducked her head, unable to make herself look at him.
Winona Earp and Doc Holliday. I pledge to hold you under my protection. Though, obviously, you can both protect yourselves, too. I promise to care for you as you have cared for me, and to hold your secrets as you have held mine. In the presence of these honored trees, for as long as we all shall live, etc., and so on.
Doc's hand tensed convulsively on hers, and Winona shot Dolls a look. He pulled a face back at her.
Winona drew a breath. There was something warm buzzing through her body.
Tree magic? She eyed the tree spirits around them.
I'll go next, she said, and managed a grin.
Truly beloved, we are gathered here today. She stopped. Still, no one was laughing. Dolls was looking at her, his dark eyes wounded. And Doc's hand tightened on hers again, a warning this time, before he glanced away.
No jokes, she said. Come on.
She looked over at Waverly, who gave her a beseechingly intense look.
Can I just say ditto?
No, you cannot, Doc gritted out.
Fine, fine, she said.
Fine. She swallowed. Doc. Dolls. Xavier, sorry. Fuck. You two shitheads, sorry, have been my partners for a while now. The best partners a person could ask for, considering. I would like you to continue to be my partners. She paused. Right. So, I promise to keep being your partner in all the ways that matter. For as long as you want me. She avoided looking at Doc or Dolls by glaring at Waverly.
Is that good enough?
Waverly smiled at her and nodded. This time, it was Dolls who squeezed her hand, his expression soft. Her whole body was humming with warmth now, making her feel shivery down to her toes. Yeah, she was aware of what that sounded like. This is all leading to some kind of fucking tree orgasm. She turned to Doc, swallowed, and said, You go now. His eyes were dark as he looked at her.
Winona, he said, and stopped. You already know how your friendship and affection has changed the course of my life.
She shut her eyes so she didn't have to look at him.
Deputy Marshal Dolls, I treasure your companionship, of course, and I admire and am grateful for the depths of your loyalty and strength.
He paused and cleared his throat.
It would be my great honor to entrust my time on this earth into both of your hands.
Winona shivered, her whole body tingling, and slitted her eyes open. Dolls murmured a wordless assent. And out of the corner of her eye, she saw Doc lower his head, cheeks flushed.
Why'd there have to be feelings? She muttered.
Winona's hands felt warm. Too warm, suddenly, as though something was shocking through their bodies all at once. She tried to let go, but it was impossible to break the circuit, and she swallowed down her gasp even as she heard Doll's intake of breath. The tree spirits ringing around them seemed to burn from green to blinding white as the trees in the clearing around them shivered, shaking snow from their evergreen needles. It smelled green suddenly, rich and earthy and leafy, like springtime and clear rain and tiny shoots bursting from the ground. Then there was an unnatural silence in the clearing, like the crystal moment after a bell rang out. The tree spirits were gone, and the stars shone brightly now in the dark winter sky. Winona blinked the ring of blinding light from her vision.
Well, Doc said, and cleared his throat. Well, it seems to have worked.
Yeah, Doll said thickly. Winona's body was still buzzing with heat. She felt a little light-headed, her thoughts unable to quite catch up. Her skin felt hot. This time, when she tried to let go of their hands, she was able to. She looked down at her hands. Her knuckles were crusted with dirt, and her nails were a mess. Was there a small band of lighter skin ringing her finger? God, that had to be an illusion. She blinked again.
Wow,
Waverly said, sounding odd.
That was beautiful.
Mazel tov, Jeremy added. That was my first tree wedding.
Tree wedding.
God damn it, she had just been tree married to two men she had been avoiding having the relationship talk with.
Great planning. Just great. Great, great, great.
Winona flexed her hands and forced a bright grin on her face. Anyone else need a drink? She said. No one made any wedding night jokes. Thank fuck for small mercies. Actually, Winona was pretty sure Waverly had stomped on Jeremy's toe just in time to prevent one, but she was happy to pretend she hadn't noticed it. Waverly also cleared Jeremy out of their house post-ritual, and helpfully left a bottle on the table. Though Winona figured one was not going to be enough for this situation. But at least when she finally came downstairs from her extra-long shower, Doc and Dolls were already drinking in uncomfortable silence.
Oh, great, she said. This tense silence is just what I was hoping for. Maybe I should go have another shower.
Yeah, actually, I think you missed him by your ear, Dolls told her, his lips twitching. She rolled her eyes at him, and tried not to notice how her two partners had that freshly showered, shiny, flushed look on their skin. Maybe it was the leftover tree spirit energy or whatever, but that was definitely a full-body tingle. Winona pulled in a shaky breath, shaking her head to get a hold of herself.
No whiskey upstairs,
Doc pointed out, and pushed a full glass towards her. That's what you think, she said half-heartedly. But she didn't actually have a bottle upstairs, so it's an empty threat. She sat at the table and took a hefty gulp. Cheers, she said, to our recent matrimonials. Doc cleared his throat. An honor, of course, he said, voice stilted.
Congratulations are in order,
Dawes said, with that level, I'm your boss tone that he put on sometimes.
As a team, our ability to handle a crisis has grown exponentially.
Oh, God, Winona groaned.
Another lecture, Doc sighed.
It's not a lecture, Dawes snapped. I'm acknowledging our victories in the...
Victories, Doc said flatly.
And Winona's gut clenched. Okay, that was definitely not tree spirit tingling feeling. That was full steam ahead human angst. Great, great, great. Let's hear you make the best of this, then, Dolls challenged. Doc sputtered and turned away. What purpose would it serve to placate ourselves when we all know that what occurred? We should really just fuck them, Winona said, the words out of her mouth before she could stop them. Silence. Crap. She wasn't gonna say it. She definitely wasn't gonna... Wedding night sex could be hot, right? Another silence. It was a low moment when she was the one making the goddamn wedding night joke. Dolls cleared his throat. You aren't thinking clearly. Oh, fuck that, she said. I'm thinking more clearly than I have for months. She had been getting lost under the weight of all these unresolved, never-discussed feelings, hanging heavy and thick between the three of them. What they could really use was some hot, sweaty, physical sex to clear the air. And then, afterwards... She pulled her mind away from thinking about afterwards. That was a problem for future Winona. Present Winona had just sat through tree spirit foreplay and a fucking commitment ceremony and was ready to get down to a goddamn wedding night. Winona, Doc said, and stopped. His eyes were wide and dark. I wasn't the only one who felt that, right? In the woods? That whole warm, shivery tree fertility shit? Doc inhaled. Dolls went still. They were both staring at her, expressions intense. It was kind of eerie. Winona, Dolls said slowly, I feel that way about you all the time. Winona made herself relax. Okay, she said. Okay, and how do you feel about him? Dolls turned to look at Doc, who had been staring at Winona but turned to gaze back at Dolls, smoothly schooling his expression into impassivity. Lately? Like I want to punch him just to shut him up, Dolls said, and Doc's expression didn't change. He lifted his chin, Dolls added. Except when I want to push him up against a wall and shut his mouth with my tongue. Winona felt her insides turn liquid. Hell yeah! When she looked over, Doc's mouth had gone a little slack, his eyes dazed. It was a good look on him. Dolls turned from Doc to her, his eyes flashing orange. Okay, he said, challenging. Okay by me, she managed. Doc said faintly, Pardon me. Do I get a say? Of course you get a fucking say, Dolls said explosively. I would never, if you didn't... Doc was smiling now, his expression somehow impossibly smug. Winona had no idea why that was so hot. Perhaps you and Winona would like to take turns attempting to make me shut my mouth. I assure you, I can put on quite a performance. Winona flushed hot and grinned at him. Yeah, she said. I, for one, would definitely like that. She glanced over at Dolls, who was looking a little stunned. She kicked his leg gently, just to make sure he was paying attention. Then she leaned over to Doc, her fingertips brushing the roughness of his stubble and threading into his dark hair. His lips were open just a little, and he made a small noise into her mouth when she kissed him. As if he was the one who was surprised. As if she was the one proposing kinky competitive sex stuff across the kitchen table. His tongue was hot against hers, and she felt herself flushing again at the thought of Dolls watching them kiss in front of him. When she pulled back, she murmured, Am I winning? Doc's eyes were bright, and he laughed. Not yet. He said. Dolls was staring at them both with a look of gratifying incomprehension on his face. he said.
Come on, Winona said, before his logical brain could regain control, and she breathlessly leaned over to kiss him in turn. He leaned toward her, shoulders stretching under his Henley, eyelashes flickering closed. His hand curled around the back of Winona's head, heavy and warm.
When he drew back, his eyes dropped to her mouth, then back up to meet her eyes, lips curving.
Come on now, he said, voice gravelly. The real challenge is which of us can make him scream the loudest.
Doc made a wordless noise behind her, which Winona took for agreement. They were all on their feet then, and Doc was kissing Dolls, open-mouthed and dirty, Dolls biting at Doc's lips.
Definitely time for bed, Winona said, breathing shallowly. And she didn't even stop to pick up the whiskey bottle on their sloppy, enthusiastic way to the stairs.
They had all shed their clothes by the time they reached her bedroom.
It was stupidly hot, the two of them in her messy bedroom, kneeling on the quilt her grandmother made, looking at her with that piercing intensity they both did so well. Looking at each other with that same intensity. Her room seemed smaller than it ever had before. As for her bed, well. Then there was Doc's tongue between her thighs, Dolls mouthing at her throat. Her hands were on both of their bodies, shoulders, waists, thighs, dicks. She felt dizzy with sensation, drunk on body heat and the heavy smell of sex. Her blood was thrumming under her skin, but she was impossibly, undeniably certain she had never been more sure of anything in her life. Heavy golden pollen, thick tree roots, birds singing. Anyway, Doc wasn't the only one who was loud. In the morning, Winona woke up in the middle of her bed, almost smothered under two sets of heavy limbs. She shifted to breathe a little easier. Her body ached in that pleasant after-sex way, and she grinned up at her ceiling.
Too early,
Dolls muttered in her ear, his breath hot on her skin. We're gonna need a bigger bed, she said, without thinking. Tree roots, cool soil, clear water, spring. There was a pause. Dolls sounded more awake as he said carefully, Will we? She blinked and shook her head to clear out those stray thoughts. She turned her head towards a sleeping figure on her other side.
Well, there'll be no getting rid of him now, she said.
Ah, right.
Plus, I don't want to get rid of him, she added.
In the small silence that followed, she said,
Do you?
No, Dolls said. Not if he wants. No. Winona smiled.
Okay, she said. Good. Also, we should go and plant some new trees.
Pardon me, Doc said, smile in his voice.
Do I get a say?
Winona let out a groan, then let it turn into a laugh, as Doc's hand slid along her side. Dolls huffed warm breath against her neck, a quiet laugh.
You know her,
he murmured, his voice muffled a little by her hair.
You're not as bad at this commitment thing as you think.
That was definitely a conversation for future Winona.
Oh yeah? What should I put on my taxes, do you think?
She said instead. Civil tree union? Dolls scoffed.
Like you pay taxes, he said.
Doc cleared his throat, mock indignant.
Fine, Winona said expansively. What do you have to say?
Doc's hand found Doll's hand on the tender skin of her belly, lacing their fingers together against the warmth of her skin.
I say yes, he said simply.
The end. Reader's notes.
This potfic is for Paper Faith because you got the promotion! Oh, I'm so happy for you! This is wonderful! This potfic is also for X-Man Hater because I did say that the first time that I found a decent OT3 for Doc Dolls Winona that it would be a present. But Paper Faith, I'm so proud of you! That's amazing! Enjoy this! Happy listening! Yay! And also, please forgive any inaccuracies on the southern or lack of for Doc. I am still working on it, and eventually I will figure out his voice. But yes, yay, present happiness, I'm so proud of you!